You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar sekalian, peningkatan jumlah orang yang menyewa rumah di Australia selama dua dekade terakhir telah memicu seruan untuk perubahan undang-undang melindungi penyewa dengan lebih baik. Victoria adalah yurisdiksi terbaru yang akan mengubah hukumnya dengan perubahan yang mulai berlaku pada tahun 2020. Berikut ini Greg Diet melaporkan tentang keadaan persewaan di Australia. Dengan semakin sedikit jumlah orang yang bisa masuk ke pasar properti di Australia, jumlah orang yang menyewa telah meningkat tajam. Di Melbourne saja, jumlah penyewa di pasar persewaan swasta tumbuh hampir 60% pada tahun antara 1996 dan 2011. Kepala Eksekutif Tenants Victoria, Mark O'Brien, mengatakan bahwa menyewa telah menjadi opsi jangka panjang bagi banyak orang.
We're in the middle of a very significant demographic change in Australia, where more people are spending longer periods of their life in the rental market, and we actually need modern tenancy laws that reflect the fact that tenants need to be able to create a home in their rented house. And so a number of the changes that the government's introduced in Victoria have that effect.
Salah satu contoh dari perubahan peraturan yang akan mulai diberlakukan pada tanggal 1 Juli 2020 adalah mempermudah penyewa untuk memelihara hewan peliharaan mereka di rumah sewaan itu. Peraturan baru itu juga akan mempersulit pemilik rumah untuk mengambil kembali kepemilikan properti mereka dengan menghapuskan ketentuan tidak ada alasan, dengan memberikan peringatan 120 hari untuk dikosongkan. Lee Kalnan dari Lembaga Real Estate Victoria mengatakan, di bawah undang-undang saat ini, pemilik rumah dapat mengambil kembali properti mereka dengan memberikan pemberitahuan 120 hari di depan.
So that can sometimes be that, say their daughter's best friend is going through a family violence situation and needs a place to live and they want to assist by putting them into that property. Those provisions are no longer available under the Act, you know, when these changes come through in 2020. So an owner would only be able to move into the property or sell the property if they wanted to regain their property back.
Mark O'Brien dari Tenants Victoria menyarankan warga Australia untuk melangkah lebih jauh dan mempertimbangkan penerapan hukum sewa yang serupa dengan yang berlaku di beberapa bagian di Eropa.
In most of the northern European countries, it's very difficult for the landlord to regain possession of the property just to sell with vacant possession, or even if the landlord wants to reoccupy themselves, the notice periods are longer, and in some instances, the landlord's simply not able to get possession unless they can show that their need is significantly greater than the tenant's.
O'Brien menambahkan penyewa di Swedia menikmati perlindungan yang kuat.
Rent increases in Sweden are negotiated annually between the tenants union in Sweden and the government and the private market. So private market rental increases are restricted to that level. So that's a sort of regulatory rent regulation that exists in Sweden. In Germany, there's a more market-based rent regulation that gives comparator rents, and rents are not allowed to increase outside those comparator rents. So both of those, that's a more market-based model, but both of those models deal with rent regulation much more effectively than anywhere in Australia.
Salah satu masalah yang muncul di Australia yang dapat berdampak kepada pemilik dan penyewa adalah penggunaan atau memproduksi metamfetamin di properti sewaan. Dalam beberapa kasus ekstrim, kerusakan bisa sangat parah sehingga properti itu tidak dapat lagi dihuni. Derek Turner dari tim Real Estate Broker Asuransi atau AON mengatakan bahwa pemilik perlu memeriksa asuransi dengan hati-hati dan memperkejakan manajer properti profesional untuk meminimalkan risiko mereka. Ia mengatakan ada beberapa tanda peringatan bahwa sebuah properti sedang digunakan untuk memproduksi sabu-sabu.
Landlords need to make sure that their properties are managed professionally and by property managers who are knowledgeable of this risk. So property managers need to keep a lookout for some key signs within the property, like large numbers of glass jars and gloves, any paint thinners or camping stoves, discoloration on the walls, or if the smoke detectors have been turned off. And a lot of the times the tenants will also insist on paying in cash, so they need to keep out an eye for tenant behavior as well.
Lee Kanan telah menjadi property manager selama lebih dari 20 tahun. Ia mengatakan pengalaman dapat membuat perbedaan besar dari sisi pemilik.
Sometimes there's just a something you notice after doing property management for a long time, you tend to notice things, and then you might not be able to clearly identify what it is, but it might be a trigger that you think that seems abnormal, or that person seemed they were uncomfortable with me being there or didn't want me to go into that room. So it's important that, you know, from an investor's point of view, that they make sure that they're employing, you know, a property manager, number one, but also somebody who has been doing it a long time, because they're the things that, you know, a more experienced property manager would often see.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.